The prohibition of the consumption of alcohol in America gives us another enlightening example for understanding to what extent the possibility of crystallizing data for sane being reflection has atrophied in these contemporary, responsible, power-possessing beings, since such an absurdity is actually being repeated there. Thanks to this prohibition, everybody, without exception, on that continent now consumes alcohol, even those who in other circumstances would probably never have done so. There, on the continent of America, the very same thing is occurring with the consumption of alcohol as occurred in the country of Merrill Plessy with the chewing of the seeds of the poppy. The difference is that the beings in Merrill Plessy were addicted to the use of genuine poppy seeds, whereas in America the beings now consume any liquid that comes their way, provided that it bears the name of an alcoholic liquid that exists somewhere on their planet. And another difference is that when it comes to concealing their use of the prohibited product from government eyes, the beings now breeding on the continent of America are by no means as naive as were those of the Merrill Plessian epoch. To what lengths your contemporary favorites have gone in this respect, you can understand very well from the following examples. At the present time, every young man whose mother's milk is scarcely dry on his lips infallibly carries with him what seems to be a perfectly harmless-looking cigarette case or cigar case, and sitting in a restaurant or in one of their famous dance halls, he casually produces this cigarette or cigar case from his pocket, and everybody around him, of course, supposes that he's about to smoke, but not a bit of it. He just gives a peculiar little twist to this cigarette or cigar case, and presto, a diminutive tumbler appears in his left hand, whereupon, with his right hand, he slowly and quietly pours out for himself from this cigarette or cigar case into his diminutive tumbler some kind of liquid, probably Scotch whiskey, but concocted, as I've already told you, on some old barge off the American shore. Once, during my observations, I witnessed another picture. In one of these restaurants, not far from my table, sat two young American women. An attendant, or as they say, a waiter, brought them a bottle of some mineral water and a couple of glasses. One of the women gave a little twist to the handle of her fashionable umbrella, whereupon a liquid, probably Scotch whiskey or something of the kind, began to flow from the handle, also very quietly and very slowly into their glasses. In short, my boy, on this continent of America, the same thing is being repeated as took place quite recently in the large community called Russia, where the power-possessing beings also prohibited the consumption of the famous Russian vodka, with the result that these beings soon accustomed themselves to drinking, instead of vodka, the no less famous Hanja, from the effects of which thousands of these unfortunate beings are still dying there daily. But in the present case, we must certainly give the contemporary American beings their due in their skill at concealing their consumption of alcohol from the authorities. They are infinitely more civilized than the beings of the community of Russia.